You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. And our guest today, just going to go right into it, don't really care how you are, apparently.
That's okay, I'm good anyway.
I figured you were. Our guest today is Bob Chrisman.
Chrisman.
It's a mouthful, apparently, with Roto-Rooter. Welcome.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
He's a newbie.
I was going to say he is.
I am. Will you take it easy on the newbie?
No. And we haze you.
Okay.
We are college now.
All right.
Exactly. So welcome. I'm excited that you're here.
I am too. A little nervous, but excited.
Oh, no need to be nervous.
No, this is easy.
Brian's not that mean.
Yeah. Well, you
A little bit. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Roto-Rooter. I think people know Roto-Rooter nationally.
Right.
It's a national franchise.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. We are a national company. Mm-hmm. Our founder invented the electric drain cleaning machine in 1935, and he sold franchises across the United States, and, mm-hmm. and we happen to be one of those franchises. I'm the franchise owner, and we've been locally here since 1972, and we are an emergency plumbing drain cleaning plumbing contractor. If it has an issue, mm-hmm. an emergency issue, that's what we target. That's our specialty. So we're beyond just drain cleaning. We're also plumbing as well. Mm-hmm. But as you stated, mm-hmm. Roto-Rooter, people normally think of the drain cleaning. And that is our primary business.
And the jingle.
Yeah,
and the jingle.
I was just going to say.
It's all Roto-Rooter.
That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Yeah.
That's
the jingle.
I don't know if I should sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
We did a very good job.
Not really a singer. So, I think that's I appreciate that Roto-Rooter is around because I think that's one of the things that and the other thing I think I like about – I love the commercials because especially in a college town, I mean, God forbid, what do you find in some of these things?
We find everything in the drains, literally everything. We've pulled everything from cell phones to car parts out of drains. And
why
sometimes
would someone put a car part in their drain?
I have no idea.
It's a college town.
It is. It's a college town.
Why not?
And people just honestly don't think of when something goes down the drain, they think it just disappears and goes to some Neverland somewhere.
I never see it again.
but it doesn't. It actually goes into your main line, which mm-hmm. then goes into the city sewer. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure those things are draining properly. So that's where we come in.
And car parts don't help it to drain properly.
No, they do not.
Well, and I think sometimes the other commercials, like some of the bigger commercial accounts, not commercial plumbers, but the bigger commercials, I'm thinking of like Kohler's and Deltas and mm-hmm. things like right. that who talk about how you can flush anything down the
right,
toilet.
Yeah.
Don't help.
No.
No, they don't. But you know, really it's life. Life happens. Mm-hmm. And any time that you have, especially children, you're going to experience what it's like to have something not go down the drain. And it just naturally happens. We pull in an enormous amount of cell phones out of drains just because
I'm going to believe that's
that
accidental.
It is.
Well, it's like in their pocket. They go to use the restroom and the – But I don't know how the flushing happens because my hand was in right after.
I can tell you it happens because people don't want to pull it out. So they think, well, let's see what happens.
Hands wash, people.
Yeah, they'll hit the button and it'll disappear and they'll think, well, I'll get a new cell phone.
Wow, that's so funny. How many, though, I would think that you probably have that happen more often in a business, like a bar or a restaurant, than maybe personal homes.
Yeah. We do a lot of businesses around town. But,
sure.
We do a lot of residential. Mm-hmm. We specialize in, like I say, emergency plumbing mm-hmm. services. We don't target remodel services. We don't do new construction services, even though we're licensed plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
We specialize in coming out in the middle of the night and when there's an actual emergency. So mm-hmm. that's our area of expertise.
And I'm sure a lot of those emergencies happen around the holidays.
They do. The holidays are just as taxing for the plumbing system as they are for, mm-hmm. for us, being stressful. You've got more people there than normally using the facilities. Mm-hmm. You're cooking more than you normally right. would, and things are going down the mm-hmm. drain more. And Murphy's Law loves to rear its ugly head mm-hmm. At the most inopportune time. So yep. if you're having a party or a get-together, that's when happen. You're going to have an issue. Oh. So.
Yeah, that's just a nightmare.
One of my worst plumbing nightmares was Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yes.
I bet you already know what
yes.
I'm going to say.
Yes, I know exactly.
Which is, you know, mashed potatoes.
Potato peels, probably down the drain.
Never, ever put yeah. those down. Even if you yeah. have a garbage disposal?
Yes, yes.
No.
Nothing, right now. Nothing fibrous down there. Only yeah. cooked soft foods mm-hmm. for it's really for remnants of the small things from when you're cleaning right. the dishes. Mm-hmm. But some folks treat them as if they were a mulcher or something.
You know? That's
they
a good want, way to
they,
say
they
it.
Want to put everything
a whole
down
pineapple.
There. Yeah, yeah.
You're right, yes.
An entire bowl full of pasta. Let's put that. No, oh. don't do those things. No.
Yeah, I have a good friend who's a plumber, a licensed plumber in another state, actually. And he said, you should scrape your food off of right. your, you know, for the health of your drains.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You know, you should scrape mm-hmm. your food into the trash first, or if you have a compost right. or
absolutely.
Something like that, yeah. put that. And it is. Yeah. Your garbage disposal is not meant to, you know, mm-hmm. chew up lemon rinds.
Yes, yes. Even though they do make it smell fresh.
It does.
And you can find tips to do things like right. that online. Yeah. You stop and think about it. It's just not meant to go down the drain.
Mm-hmm. And it's bad for your septic system, too, if you're on a septic.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. If you're on a septic system, you really don't want to have a garbage disposal if you're on a septic
right.
system.
Yeah.
Because it is going to put mm-hmm. that food, which is not going to break down like, right. like it's supposed to, out in the septic mm-hmm. tank.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that the hard way, too. Yeah. So just saying, putting that out there. Well, and I'll tell you, the city is actually, they are not allowing anybody, any commercial now.
Right.
to install garbage disposals right, yeah. in any of their restaurants
right.
anymore.
Any food
it has become a yeah. big problem with mm-hmm. the fats, greases, and oils, yep. and we call those fogs in yep. the business. They just coat the interior mm-hmm. drains, which then go onto the city system, mm-hmm. and they really wreak havoc on the city system. And that you don't want to have a backup at your home, but you mm-hmm. really don't want to have a backup in the city system because
yeah. yeah.
it is a compounded problem then.
Well, and that was part of why we had the big dig about 10 years ago or whatever mm-hmm. when they dug up Kirkwood to oh, replace
right.
all of those big mm-hmm. lines. Part of that was because of that and because of Restaurant Row.
Right.
Where
yes.
we have so many restaurants there mm-hmm. and they were all dumping things mm-hmm. into it. And it's not just into their garbage disposals. It's also things like milk and dairy products
yes.
have it,
yeah.
which
yes.
people don't
yes.
get. There's
yeah.
oil in that.
Yes. Yes, all fats, greases, and oils. Soaps.
Right.
All of our
oh.
soaps are made out of fats, mm-hmm. greases, and oils. And so those things, naturally, when you're cleaning dishes, mm-hmm. those things are going to go down the drain. If you've ever done dishes by hand, and at the end of the dishes, and you look at that water, how oily it
right.
is and greasy
yeah.
it is, that's what's going down the drain every single
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why drains eventually, even with normal use, they
right.
eventually back up.
Right. And it coagulates on the edges.
Right.
It's kind of like a clogged artery mm-hmm. in your heart.
It's
you
exactly
know, if you
what
eat
it is.
Too much fat, it's going
right.
to start sticking. And then once it starts sticking, other stuff sticks. And
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
And car parts get caught in there. Too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so
gosh.
Cell phones, things like that. Oh, think about that as debris, fencing you're adding into your drink. So
yeah. Yeah.
be careful what you put down the sinks.
Yeah.
as well as your commodes.
And be proactive. You with anything, with any system, you want to have maintenance, mm-hmm. regular scheduled
right.
maintenance. And that's where we come in. I mean, you don't want to see us on a holiday.
No.
You don't
or
want to see us during a party or 2 o'clock in the
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
And while we do have people on staff 24/7 to handle those things, it's much better to have it scheduled mm-hmm. at your convenience to come out and
yeah.
take a look at your drain and see if it's draining properly than it is to have us showing up when you've got a house full of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's so. Less expensive.
Well,
I mean,
it normally it is. It
is.
And now, we do things a little different at Rotor. We don't charge extra for nights, weekends, or holidays.
Okay.
We keep that the same price.
Wow.
And because, for us, we're working people, too.
Right.
We know that most people don't have time to take off work to mm-hmm. have someone come out and deal with a drain that's giving them an issue. Maybe it's a tub drain or something. So we want to make it as convenient as possible. So a few years ago, we just made a decision, and I said, you know what? I'm just not going to charge anything extra. I'm going to make it the same.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Roto-Rooter Bob.
Thank you.